How would you describe the freshness? Happy with it? Okay? What?
Well, I don't want to really summarize anything right now because it's not over yet. So I'm going to let it end before I speak on how I feel because it's not done yet. So I don't want to get sidetracked by looking at what I have done. And, you know, also I don't get caught up in that because I've been kind of inconsistent this year. So, you know, I'm going to just keep playing and look over at the end.
Consistency thing, is that the thing number one on your list when you talk about improving for next year?
Definitely is. You know, it improved over the year. I went from having good games every 1 to 3, 4 games to it was kind of every other game. And then lately it's been 2 games and then 1 game off. So obviously that's what it takes to be a great player. You can do it every night. And that's where I want to be. So that's the next step.
What's this team need to do to take that next step, you think?
Oh, same thing, consistent effort. We all need it. It's a consistent effort with to win games, you know. We let one slip Saturday because we had great effort at times. At times we was beating Ohio State, number one team in the country. So if we consistently play, then I think it would have us a lot more successful.
What's the Big Ten been like for you? Has it been what you thought it would be? Or do you have any thoughts coming from the East what the Big Ten was about?
I mean, I knew it was physical. I knew it was one of the best leagues in the country, top 2 or 3 best places, best conferences. And, you know, I knew it was going to be a challenge, but I came here because I wanted a challenge. I wanted to play against top competition. And, you know, I have fun every game going out, knowing I'm playing in front of all these people. Versus the best players in the nation at the college level, so I can't complain.
You say your change from Siena to Iowa has worked out pretty well. Are you happy now in retrospect that you made the jump, made the change?
Well, it wasn't intentionally, so I wouldn't say nothing against Siena, but, you know, I don't like to say I would go back and change stuff in my life, so, you know, I'm glad it happened the way it did, and I've been happy here so far. I wouldn't change a thing.
What do you have to work on in the offseason? What's one or two things you're really going to be looking at?
You know, strength. Strength definitely would be something that I look at. Strength. And I would say, you know, just working on 15, 16 feet and then being a consistent shooter, sharpening up my ball handling, definitely going to focus on that, ball handling, consistent shooter, and just keeping my footwork polished for us facing up. So, you know, I'm going to definitely work really, really hard on those three areas. I already have a plan in my mind. So,
what happened to the headband?
I don't know. I went somewhere and forgot it by accident, and then I just stopped wearing it. And then, you know, I have nice haircuts sometimes, so my barber wants me to show them off. So
I didn't wear it.
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
My man, Grant. He's on there. Yeah, he's from Chicago. I go to his house and get it cut, and his wife feeds me and everything. He's like an extended family almost now. So, you know, I'm trying to show off his work to anybody out there.
What do you think of Devin's first
haircut? I got it with him, so, you know, I like it. I told him to get it. I didn't go that far as the designs I was going to, but I don't want us to look like twins, so I might do it another time.
What about your warm-up shirt? Not right now, but I mean during games, it seems like you got a different shirt on every time. Did you lose your first one?
No, I didn't lose it. I just like warming up in a t-shirt. You know, some guys like to warm up. That's just one of my rituals. I've always wore a t-shirt before all of my games usually, so I like warming up different t-shirts and stuff.
You look at yourself and the other two freshmen on this team, what you guys have all accomplished. You think that tells people that you got a pretty good future, pretty good foundation set?
I believe so. You know, I think so. And I think we should really improve next year. You know, this year, like I said, it's not over yet. So we still got 3 games that are winnable that we need to win. But looking forward into next year, into the future, I think we definitely should take a big leap. I'm expecting it. I'm not expecting, you know, anything short. Definitely not expecting to underachieve it. If anything, you want to overachieve as a team, you know.
How would you describe Jared as a leader? They only see you on this team. What has he taught you?
Just toughness. He has experience. And we need him, you know. I need him down there battling the pain with me. You need somebody to battle in the pain with you. And he's come up big in a lot in games this year. And that's vital to a team. You know, I'm still a freshman, so it's good to have a senior leader who can come into games and do stuff sometimes.
You've got a couple high-profile opponents coming up, you know, in Illinois, Michigan State, and then Purdue, and then Big Ten tournament for that matter. Do you feel like you're peaking, your performance is peaking at this time of year?
I definitely do. I definitely feel like just as the season goes on, I'm always getting more and more comfortable as the games go on. And now I have the advantage that I play all three of these teams once already. So now I know what to expect. So you know, I'm definitely up for the challenge. Really, I am.
Is there anyone in particular you'd like to either erase a performance by making it better, whether it's Illinois or – I think Illinois, you were sick, weren't you?
Yeah, you know, I only had 4 points in Illinois. Tisdale threw my shot into the stands, so I remember that. And then Purdue, I didn't play so well neither. So I'm going to take that. And Michigan State. So those are three teams that I guess could say that they shut me down. So, you know, I'm thinking about that. That's constantly in my head. Not, but it's not only an individual thing. It's a team thing. But just for myself, you know, I keep stuff like that in the back of my head.
Have you ever had a shot thrown in stands like that?
You know, he's 7 feet. Yeah. He's at a high level. So I guess it happened. It don't happen often, though.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen. But it has happened. It happens to everyone. So.
Is that your welcome to the Big Ten moment? First Big Ten game?
I mean, I guess you could say that, you know. It's not like I'm not, you know, a shot block, it really doesn't mean everybody gets a shot block. So, but, you know, it's basketball.